You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning. Welcome. My name is Richard Scuderi, and my show is Modern Design. Today, I'm very lucky to have with me somebody who's very talented, Adrian Crombie of Murals and Molding. Say good morning, Adrian.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to do the weather, and then we'll get started with our show today. The computer is giving me, obviously, it's 80 and sunny. No, 80 and sunny. It's 80 and sunny in Puerto Rico. Let's say the area in the weather in the area. Mm-hmm. Starting with today, it says it's mostly sunny with a high of 34 degrees. So today is going to be warmer than it has been. Tonight, there will be increasing clouds with a low of 12 degrees. Thursday, tomorrow, there's a 30% chance of snow. Are we going to ever stop seeing snow?
No.
Thursday night, it's going to be cloudy with a low of 12 degrees. And Friday, partly sunny with a high of 23 degrees. Well, as I say today, we're going to speak at length with Adrian of Crombie of Murals and Moldings. Adrian is my decorative artist, or should I say faux artist? I referred to her earlier as the faux artist. And what did you say when I said you were a faux artist?
That doesn't mean I'm a fake artist.
No, you're certainly not a fake artist, but... Maybe it's not the right word, actually, when we say faux artist or faux, because we do faux bois, but there's a lot of other things that we do as well. You know, I want to talk, before we get started with exactly what you do, I want to talk about, we had this issue a couple of weeks ago. I had my dear friend on, who's my wallpaper rep over at Seabrook, and just as I think people are afraid of wallpaper to commit to wallpaper to their walls, I also think there's a reluctance to do faux painting. And I think it's because we've seen faux painting in the past a long time ago, a lot of DIY people. I remember in the earliest days of like the 1980s, and people were taking a wet sponge, and that was the time of, you know, peach and seafoam green, and just a terrible outcome with the water bubbles and so on. And of course, fine decorative painting was always out there, but it wasn't, I don't think it was readily exposed at the time. So the image, just as wallpaper, it was the DIY market back then where people were putting wallpaper borders everywhere. It was the same thing, I think, with faux painting. You were seeing a lot of bad faux painting.
Well, I think it is a huge leap of courage, and that's a huge part of what my partner Don and I bring is security.
Right.
Because we do so much, we have so much experience, and I'll talk about that, but we do so much preparation for a job.
Right.
And you and our client, as you know, they see all the samples. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes before we ever hit the ground.
Exactly. So they know what their the expectation is there of what they're going to get.
It's very, very satisfying for them.
Why don't you start and give us a little bit of your history of how you got started in doing faux painting?
Well, I come from a fine art background.
Okay.
And I was doing landscapes and animal portraits.
Okay. So oils
portraits,
or?
Oils, yes.
Okay.
And in 1991, a client for whom I did several animal portraits that had an 18th century look.
Right.
Yeah. They said they'd like to send me down to Florida and paint a 20-foot mural.
Hopefully it was the wintertime when they sent you down to Florida.
Oh, who cares? Yeah, no, I think it was. Uh-huh. And it was just in the lap of luxury.
Right.
And, it was a huge challenge for me at the time. The mural was a huge success.
Now, where was the mural in the house?
Well, it was outside.
It was outside?
Yes, it was in the private courtyard.
They're
how
nice.
They're not allowed to really build on the beach anymore, thank goodness.
Right.
So they wanted to bring the beach to their courtyard.
Okay.
So they needed a seascape.
Okay, so you created a seascape?
Well, yes, replete with palm trees and a gorgeous wall of Ming vase.
Wow.
And the joke was, because I think there's always got to be a sense of humor.
Right.
I think there was a portrait of Fifi. Their little, you know, their white fluffy dog. You know,
right.
The kind of dog you put in your pocketbook.
Right. A pocket dog?
Yeah.
A Bichon or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a wonderful portrait of Fifi with this vast, you know, seascape. So,
right.
Let
me ask you a question about doing murals. And obviously they can be done in different places. I've always been a big fan in historic houses of actually when years passed where the dining room had a mural that went around. I absolutely love that. Although you rarely see that anymore. But in the case of doing a mural, a beach scene like that, is everything done to scale? How big was that piece?
And is everything done to scale? Good question. Yeah. I like that. You call the art trompe l'oeil.
Okay.
With trick of the eye.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
And for that, the scale would be a little bit smaller than life size.
So
as
small.
Smaller than life size. But it is true to life.
Right.
So when you are standing there,
right.
You need to feel as if you can walk into the scene.
So you're creating it so visually it actually looks like you're there, but then perhaps it is less than life size, but it works within
the
space.
A slight percentage.
Now, how would that work if that mural was then inside a house? Would you shrink it according to the room or the space that you have? It's all the perception of
what's there. Yeah, the perception would be more that you are looking out the window at this grand landscape.
Now, we're going to talk a lot about faux because there are so many ways to do faux. One of the things, faux painting and so on, but there's one of the things that I often talk to people about is I think when you have a large home, and a lot of people out here in Hunterdon County do have the larger homes, I think it's kind of nice to have a combination of beautifully painted walls, painted out nice colors, a little bit of wallpaper, and a little bit of faux painting.
Nice.
And I'll tell you why, because there's the issue of texture. And if you have a big house, and I'm sure you've worked in a lot of these big houses out here, it's room after room of sheetrock box, sheetrock box, sheetrock box. And even though I'm obviously a big proponent, I own Mavenhill Painting, so I'm a big proponent of painting, and we paint beautiful colors every week.
Yeah.
After a while, if every single room is just a solid paint color, it's kind of boring. Yeah, it would be like dressing yourself and you were completely in solids all the time.
Right.
So having a combination of a little bit of wallpaper and a little bit of faux paint, I really think that adds a lot to it.
Yes.
And I think it brings depth and
richness.
Exactly, a sense of richness to it as well. So let's talk a bit. I want to start with wall treatments, if you will, and then we'll talk about painting furniture and other applications of doing faux art.
Well, you had asked me, and this kind of I thought about this a lot. You had said, let's talk about trends.
Right.
And that really got me to thinking. And you see, I've done my homework.
I do. I see that you come prepared.
Yes. I love looking at haute couture.
Okay.
And And that inspires me for interior finishes as well.
It's funny you say that because Patty from Seabrook Wall Covering said the same thing. They go to look at what's happening in fashion, mm-hmm. and it relates to what you're doing. So I interrupted
That's
you,
right.
but go ahead. Yes.
No, certainly. When I got the Times Style magazine,
yes.
gorgeous thick magazine, and I saw the editorial, the post-trend universe. I thought, oh, what does that mean,
uh-huh.
right? And, so I actually did read the editorial, not
right.
just look at the pretty pictures.
Right.
And really what it means is that we have so many choices now.
Oh, sure. More than
There's
ever.
So many choices, more than ever. So you don't have to hop onto a certain trend, and who wants to?
Right.
But, it would not be... correct to say that nobody's doing Venetian plasters anymore.
Right.
Venetian plasters are gorgeous. They're
right.
timeless.
Right.
Just you don't want to have it all over the place. You
right.
want to pick a special place for it. And I think it's all the more important because we have so many choices to have a great interior designer
right.
who can help you put it together, make
and
those
also,
decisions.
Right, and put it the right thing in the right place. And,
right.
and that a Venetian
right.
plaster is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
It was at one time everybody was looking for Venetian plaster. Mm-hmm. Certainly, certain types of homes, it's the perfect thing to do. You're not
yeah.
seeing it as much now.
Right.
But I've had people that I've gone to their house and they've done that Venetian plaster in every room, and then it just doesn't work in our environment. So you need mm-hmm. a sense of balance. And I think
exactly.
that's the thing with design work is there's so many beautiful things, but it's narrowing it down so that that you do the right thing in the right space. And
yes.
it's not overkill, and you appreciate each thing.
Yeah.
And when you go from room to room, they make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very I think that's very important and very critical.
Right. I think the other thing, too, I should fall back on that subject because Don and I do bring an enormous variety.
Okay.
So I feel like we're right in time,
right
in step with what's going on now. But I think I would also mention that because, who wants to talk about the economy anymore, but the effect that it's had.
Oh, tremendous.
Is that, right, that people are, I think, are making a commitment.
Yes. Yes.
That it's not so capricious. Oh, it's, I'll just paint it a different color or whatever. It's
right.
It's really much more about quality.
Exactly.
And wanting to live with something for a long time.
And something that, again, is art. And,
yes.
and what you do is really art, and it's the next yeah. level.
Yes.
You do exactly. a library, you do something, you're doing something that's special, and it's not yeah. just that yeah. first level of paint.
Well, I notice in your office, the office that you have in Flemington,
right.
you have a collection of John Schmidberger,
right.
who I love.
Yeah, I love
his
work.
One of my favorite artists. I love Bob Beck.
Right.
Go.
No, the local artist in French. I just was in
yeah.
Frenchtown. Okay.
Yeah, and certainly, what a wonderful investment. And when you buy an oil painting like that,
right.
you don't buy it with the idea that you're going to get sick of it.
No.
You fall in love with it, and whenever you look at it, there's something to see.
Right.
But you wouldn't. This is kind of an old joke about artists and interior. You wouldn't go to John Schmidberger and say, "Oh, can you just do it in this color?"
Right. Right.
You
to
know?
Match my couch. Exactly. Exactly.
Right. To match the couch. But you would do that with me. Absolutely, it's so appropriate.
Right,
that's why we work so well together.
Well, you bring it
mm-hmm.
all together. We're gonna have to take our first commercial break, but we'll be right back with more yes. with Adrian.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back. My name is Rich Scuderi, and my show is Modern Design. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we broadcast live every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. And 24 hours after the show airs, the podcasts are up on the website, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You can listen to us at any time. I am a local interior designer. I've been in the business for 16 years. And if you'd like to come visit me at my shop, I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza by Ideal Tile. And the phone number of Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. Before we went to commercial break, I was talking to Adrian Crombie, a supreme decorative artist who does beautiful work. And why don't you give us your information as well? People want to find you, Adrian, and your partner, Don, sure. What you do.
Sure. The business is called Murals and Moldings because we provide both and everything in between. You can find us at www.muralsandmoldings.com. And my number is 908-310-5973.
Terrific. I tell you, we have so much. We're going to have to probably do this again at a later date because there's so much that you do that I want to cover. So we're just going to sort of wet the surface today. But let's talk about some of the finishes. So the first one we talked about was Venetian plaster.
Yes.
And I want to sort of break it down and simplify it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Venetian plaster is sort of a commitment. And people were doing Venetian plaster a lot in the 90s when that sort of Tuscan look was in. Mm-hmm. I've been finding trend-wise, 10 years ago, I was doing lots of reds and golds and warm colors. Mm. And now I see that people are going more towards the the cool colors, grays and blues. So that's changed a little bit. Yeah. So with that, I see that I'm not saying Venetian plaster as much because styles have gotten a little bit more contemporary. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you've seen a little trend towards contemporary?
Certainly.
But I do like Venetian plaster. And in the right house, in the right space, it's you know, it's a beautiful treatment.
Well, Don and I love plaster, and there's another type of plaster. It's a matte texture, and the reason we love it is because it gives a depth and a richness to a wall and sophistication that you can't have it any other way.
Right.
And we, for our own bedroom, we can do anything we want.
Okay.
We decided to tint this plaster. I call it Egyptian green.
Uh-huh.
And we got it spot on.
Wow.
Any lighter and it would have been icky. And any darker, it would have felt kind of oppressive. We've got just the right tone.
Well, you know what is that? And that's so critical because color is the absorption of light. Now, when you're coming off the wall with a treatment that comes off the wall, that's sort of reflected. So if you have the color right, then it really can work. It's like a, right?
It complemented the red knotty pine ceiling,
right.
A beadboard ceiling that we have, kind of a cathedral, semi-cathedral ceiling. So it complemented the reddish wood so well. And our intention was that we wanted to wake up in the morning happy.
Right.
And that's what I ask people too. That's what I want to find out from clients, and I know you do.
Right.
Their lifestyle, what makes them happy, what makes them feel good, because that's the whole point. It's the pleasure in living.
Exactly. And faux painting is very personal also. So you want to get into the minds of people. Because I say it's psychology. Last week we had Sherry Onweller. She's a personal organizer. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about clutter and how clutter has a lot to do with psychology. Decorating has a lot to do with psychology and getting to know the person and do what's appropriate to them. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about other wall finishes. We have so much to cover and the time goes by so quickly. Mm-hmm. So we have the Venetian plaster, which is something that we talked about before.
You have to call us then, right?
absolutely. The next treatment I want to talk about is striping. I was doing in the past quite a bit of striping, and for those of us who don't know what that is, that's where instead of putting up a wallpaper, you will actually go to someone's home and you will sort of make lines, if you will, with paint, and it can be done in a couple of different ways and create the look of stripes. Striping's a look that I like a lot. I was doing a lot of traditional striping before, but now it seems with the trend in design being more contemporary, my stripes have changed a lot. What are you seeing as far as striping? Are you seeing it being done differently, less? What are you seeing as far as that is concerned?
I would be really interested to hear what your experience is. We worked with someone, I think, last year, and she does tend to be more grounded in the traditional. And
right.
She called on us to do a striping. It was eighth inch striping.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Right.
And wondering, you know, why didn't she go with a wallpaper?
Right.
Well, she said she could not get the depth of color that she wanted. It just doesn't exist. You can only get it in paint.
Yeah, no, especially in striping in particular, I prefer a painted stripe. And you know where striping faux paint is very good is also if you want to do a master bathroom. Let's say you do a master bedroom and you have a color palette. Let's say you're doing some sort of a bluish green color and you want to carry that as the base color into the master bath. A master bath gets used all the time.
Right.
So there's showers and there's steam. I don't want to put wallpaper in that space.
Right.
That's where striping, I often do striping in that space because it brings the two rooms together. Sorry about that. That was a little awkward.
Expressive. Yeah.
Passionate about it. But that brings the two rooms together and it brings another level if you would stripe it. Now, typically, if you were going to do a striping, what is a size stripe that you like? Is there a size that you like to work with? Some people want to work with an 8-inch stripe because they like the boldness of it. Is there a size stripe that you recommend or like to work with?
It just completely has to do, it's site specific, has to do with the room. And again, we provide the samples.
Right.
If the 8-inch stripe doesn't work, we're we're looking at 10-inch, 12-inch. We look at all the stripes so we find out what works.
Now, there's a couple of different ways to do stripes. Actually, there's quite a few ways of doing stripes in a room. One of the ways, which I seem to probably do most often, is I will have my painters paint the room out a base color for you. Now, when you paint out a base color and you want to work off that base color, you don't usually want to work off a flat paint, do you? You usually want to work off with something that has a little bit of a sheen to it, or maybe not. What's a good base for doing painting? Maybe some of our listeners have just recently painted, but they want to add a second dimension. What's a good base to go with, a finish for a paint for striping?
We go with eggshell traditionally when we're doing the glazing. However, with striping, you can use, I'd rather go with a mat because you can touch it up and you can clean it. But I love the richness of mat. You don't have to go with an eggshell for striping. However, do not try this at home, folks.
Because, oh, no.
No, I don't care what the tape manufacturers say.
Right.
And unless you glaze that very, and you know, it's very detail oriented, very time consuming.
Sure.
All that tape has to be pressed down and glazed.
Right.
Or the paint seeps underneath of it and you have a ratty looking stripe.
It looks,
work. And, and it's,
it leaches. It goes out. And I haven't seen that with my own work, but I've gone to people's homes and corrected that type of work. So the stripes that I typically try to do are, because in, for most cases when I'm painting someone's house, I paint it in regal matte finish, which is a flat but washable finish, especially in bathrooms. And then the stripe tends to be a semi or a satin finish.
Gorgeous.
So not only do you get a difference in color, you get a difference in sheen, so it shows up.
You could even do it the same color if you wanted something extremely subtle.
Another way to do stripes that I've done with people that are afraid of the commitment of stripes. Is we painted it out all one solid color, and then I've had the decorative artist create a stripe without using a different color, but actually just using a glaze. So you go from matte to shiny. Have you ever done stripes that way?
Yes.
More of like what I would call a shadow stripe.
Oh my gosh, we did a job that was a damask stencil.
Wow.
And the client wanted one wall to be done not in the silver.
Right.
It was silver on purple, believe it or not, for a nursery. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Is that wild? But one wall needed to be done in high gloss, just clear high gloss varnish.
Okay.
A complicated damask stencil. It was stunning.
Oh, wow. That sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so we talked about a little bit. We talked a little bit about Venetian plaster. We talked about striping. Mm-hmm. What do you think about doing painting where it looks like leaf, like gold leaf, silver leaf, that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of requests for things like that in tray ceilings. Some of the newer houses have these complicated tray ceilings. And they're actually, in, you know, when you go to buy the house, you say, oh, isn't this lovely? And then they get in, they go, huh, this is kind of boring. How do you feel about doing spaces like a tray ceiling and doing something that looks like leaf? Do you ever use actual gold leaf, silver leaf, or do you sort of create it with paint?
There is nothing like using the leaf. And
it's
actually
very complicated, though, isn't it?
Well, we use what is called in the business called Dutch gold.
Okay.
Real gold leaf, you can tell because it's a smaller square. The Dutch gold is 6-inch, 5.5 inches, I guess. And real gold leaf is actually 3 inches.
Wow.
And that's 24 karat gold leaf. You know, you could do that, but it's you get the total effect and everything you need from Dutch gold, and it's breathtaking because you see the squares, and the squares need to line up.
Oh my goodness!
So you need to have someone with a lot of experience in order to put that in. Now we also use Ronin metallic paints, very high end.
Oh, I'm familiar with them.
Oh my gosh! And we also have the spray equipment, so you can really get a great effect from that as well.
Adrian, I want to have to interrupt you. We could talk about this all day. I think we need a day of doing this. We're going to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Adrian and Modern Design.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Werk. The man who drove a commercial pickup truck that caused today's commuter train crash and derailment in California has been arrested. Oxnard Assistant Police Chief Jason Benitez named the suspect to reporters.
Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez. He was a truck driver for a company, and he was driving the vehicle in question. He was taken into custody.
Police say he abandoned the truck after it was stuck after making a wrong turn. Three of the train's five cars derailed, injuring 28, four critically. A jury in Stevensville, Texas, has started deciding the fate of a former Marine in the fatal shooting of American sniper Chris Kyle and a friend of Kyle's. In closing arguments, the defense has contended Eddie Ray Routh was not legally sane at the time of the shooting. He could face a death penalty if convicted on all charges. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/half price or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
The statement by outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder he will get his pound of flesh before leaving office is raising concerns among black conservative leaders. Joe Hicks of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network says that Holder has caused significant damage to race relations.
This man has traveled all around the country stirring up racial resentment. He's given speeches in front of largely all black audiences in primarily all black churches talking about how voter ID is equivalent to taking this nation back to Jim Crow days. So he's been sort of an agent provocateur of sorts and has not been good for this nation's race relations at all.
Hicks says that Holder will go after the Ferguson Police Department because he can't go after the officer in the Michael Brown case. A former Canadian soldier planning to attack a Veterans Affairs office has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. Glenn Geishan pleaded guilty in November to possession of a firearm, possession of a prohibited weapon, and possession of a weapon. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for green tags and get incredible deals, like a Yamaha acoustic guitar, just $99, a Mapex Piccolo snare drum, 85% off list, just $39, or a clip-on guitar tuner, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's green tag sale starting tomorrow, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Three Muslim teenagers from Great Britain are reportedly in Syria now as they're trying to join the terrorist group ISIS. More on the story from our correspondent, John Clemens.
It's believed the Muslim girls aged 15 to 16 are headed to Syria, a common destination for Islamic terrorist group recruits. Prime Minister David Cameron said he is deeply concerned for their safety.
British teenagers appear to have been radicalized and duped by this poisonous ideology of Islamist extremism while at home on the internet in their bedrooms.
At least one of the girls had been in touch with another girl from the UK using social media who went to Syria in 2013 to become a recruiter for the Islamic terrorists. I'm John Clemens.
German prosecutors have filed charges against the man they say was a medic and a sergeant at the Nazi death camp Auschwitz. More on the story now from correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
A prosecution spokesman says the man was an SS sergeant who served as a medic in Auschwitz in an SS hospital. Privacy laws prevent his name being released, but a statement says in his role he helped the extermination camp to function and can thus be charged as an accessory specifically to 3,681 killings in 1944. The man is one of 30 Auschwitz suspects German investigators believe can be successfully prosecuted under a new precedent in German law. His attorney told a German newspaper there's no evidence of any concrete criminal act by his client. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Okay, and we are back. My name is Richard Scuderi. My show is Modern Design. We're on every Wednesday from 10 to 11 here on 100 in Chamber Radio. And we are talking with Adrian Crombie of Murals and Moldings about different faux painting and wall treatments. Mm-hmm. We've been talking a little bit about Venetian plaster. We've been talking about striping. And then on commercial break, Adrian told me about a finish that I'm not familiar with. Why don't you tell me about the finish you were talking about?
Well, Don and I are certified in torn paper application.
Now, that sounds interesting. Tell me what that looks like.
It is so unique, and it's a business. They're located in Canada.
Okay.
And they have a vast portfolio of handmade papers, which they create them. They can even be custom made.
Okay.
And when I say vast, you just have to see it to believe it.
Okay.
From very deep to very light, subtle. They can be speckled with different metallics.
Are they very thin? I'm picturing parchment, like old paper. No?
It has that look.
Okay, right.
But they're actually fairly hardy because
they are.
In order to apply them, you've got to put the paste on the back and put them on. And there's a certain way to apply them.
Right.
So that when the application is complete, it looks very much like stone, but there's kind of a contemporary feel to it.
Well, that sounds great. I haven't seen that finish. You're going to have to show that to me.
Yeah,
I like
I'll send you the link. It's called Stony Brook.
Well, see, I think that's what our listeners are often looking, again, I know we want to buck trends a little bit, but they are looking for that. What's the next thing? What's the reinvention, that type of thing? The next thing I want to talk to you about that you do is painting on furniture. Here's what I've noticed a lot. I'm seeing people, for the most part, shy away from a faux painting on the walls, if you will, except perhaps in powder rooms or in small spaces.
Yeah.
But I do see more than ever people saying to me, I want to paint my furniture.
Right.
I want to paint my end tables. I want to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I recently did a job in Pittstown, New Jersey, and we painted the, believe it or not, this sounds awful, it came out so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We had some old tables that the finish was just, you know, gone, but the core tables were terrific. They were coordinate. They weren't matching, but we painted them out in sort of a blue-gray color, and we sort of went, they were a traditional table, but just by having them faux painted out with a little bit of depth and shadowing, we painted them out sort of a blue-gray color, and I would say painted furniture is back in again. What a difference that makes. Are you doing painted pieces of furniture?
Yes, and you know they have great products now too where the bonding is amazing.
Critical. I can't believe you read my mind because years ago you would shy away from painting an end table or so on because the feel would just be terrible.
Yeah.
Now it's very different. You're not getting the flaking, you're getting durability.
Right. Yeah.
Because is it like a bonding primer? Is that what it is?
No, it's the material itself. It's made by Caramel Colors.
Okay.
And they actually sell it in Frenchtown at a store called Renew.
Okay.
And it's water-based.
Okay.
So non-toxic, but you must wear gloves.
Oh, sure.
And the bonding is so intense that you can't just put the lid on when you're done. You've got to clean it, put a piece of plastic between it, or you'll bond the lid.
Right, you'll
the
bond
jar
with the thing. Wow, my goodness.
It comes in gorgeous colors. It's sandable.
Okay.
And there's just so much you can do with it. It's fun to use. At 10 years ago, if you had said painted furniture, I would have said, because
it's so hot right now.
Yeah. It was hard to do with all the sanding and preparation and all that. And now with these new materials, it's just fun.
And I like that. Not everything, everything should be done sparingly because you don't want to duplicate yourself. And sometimes what happens with homeowners, they love the what you paint. They painted grandma's chest that was water damaged and you were able to make it some sort of a beautiful finish. And then they want you to do three other things. I always sort of shy away from that because you want to make what you do very special.
Mm.
I've taken a lot of tables and made them black. And
nice.
I like, and maybe I'm not using the proper terminology, I like if I'm going to have a black painted finish, let's say the piece is cherry or at least cherry stained, I love to have a little bit of that natural wood popping through.
Oh,
and I don't
great.
Know exactly what you call that. Well, someone's calling. I guess it shows that I'm working still. That's a good thing. Right. Sorry about that. But what's the look when you have like a black, you have a piece of furniture. Let's say you have a piece of furniture that's cherry stained.
Sure, sure.
And then you paint it black, but you keep the edges sort of like a, make it like a rub look. What would you call that?
And also when you do the floor.
Right,
the
right.
Floor with a, you have a beautiful wood floor, but you want a little something extra to
right.
it and put in the checkerboard, the diagonals.
Right, right,
whatever,
right.
Right. On top of that,
right.
And what a great look that is!
But that finish where you just keep you retain a little bit of the wood look through, and I think that's a great
so
look
pretty.
As well for painting furniture.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of painting furniture colors. Mm-hmm. Also, what about painting islands? I did about 5 years ago. I did a farmhouse, and there was the couple had done it themselves. And then afterwards, they did all the cabinetry the same and then all the granite the same. And they started to realize over the time after they moved in that there wasn't enough variety going on. And it was a farmhouse.
Yes.
And what I did to the island is we actually painted it like a brick red.
Mm-hmm.
It was just great. And the island... offset the kitchen a little bit
right.
and gave it some diversity. Have you done center islands, painted center islands?
Yeah, I know what you mean. When you think you're doing the right thing, everything's all matchy-matchy, and
right.
then when you're all done, oops. Yeah, you need to bring something out, and I think the island is a great solution, yes.
Exactly. The next thing
and
I want
to... And also the interior, right? Sometimes you have a cupboard or something.
Exactly.
And doing the interior a deeper or lighter color, so
exactly.
slightly contrasting.
Just so
maybe.
There's depth, right?
Yes.
Because a kitchen can get very boring that
mm-hmm.
way. The next thing I want to talk about with you is faux painting, and I'm seeing it get more popular again, is painting floors.
Mm-hmm.
One of the projects that you and I are working on now is a house out in the western part of the county. Oh, we're talking about painting the kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing a more requests for painting floors? I absolutely love it. People, 10 years ago, I would say, let's paint your floor. They thought I was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I myself have a big colonial home, and I did some research, and the foyer floors were often painted. It was, and I had mine painted in a very traditional black and white checker with a border, and I just love it. It's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What happens through the years is I actually can now see the definition of the boards.
Uh-huh.
It didn't wear out at all, but the definition of the boards that shows that it's painted, I think it makes it even more beautiful.
Right.
What
right.
do you think about painting floors?
Well, it's a real game changer. It changes everything, just like painting the ceiling. It's a vast amount of space.
Oh, sure.
Floors and ceilings.
Sure, sure.
So when you make the decision for that's where the decorative work is going to be.
Right.
It's elegant. It's fun. Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any particular designs now on floors? Because I'm starting to see a lot of things. You know, I thought of the classical checkerboard or the checkerboard on a diagonal, but I was researching and I'm seeing a lot of where they're stenciling floors now. They're doing writing on floors. What are you seeing out there with floors?
Let's talk about the stenciling.
Okay,
too.
We have 2 minutes before commercial, so we'll start and then we'll go. And we'll see how we go
so
into.
So many stencil patterns.
Right.
Oh, there's so many.
But
great
for floors in particular, if we go back to floors, what would you say you're seeing if people want floors? What are you seeing out there? What are you seeing in magazines for floor treatments, painting?
Beautiful motifs.
What
yeah,
about
borders,
stripes?
Yeah.
I'm seeing people striping their floors. What about something like that?
Sure, sure. And weren't we talking about some writing?
Yes, this is another thing. You know, there's a fabric out there that's like script writing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm seeing that now that people want to do that on floors. I haven't done it yet, but I've been seeing a request for doing that.
That is fascinating, isn't it?
Did you ever create a rug using, like, sometimes creating you can create a rug with
right.
paint?
Right, exactly. Right, using rug motifs. How beautiful.
Well, we have one more minute before we mm-hmm. commercial. Let's talk about, as far as floors are concerned, what sort of top coat do you have to do? Because obviously a floor is mm-hmm. going to get more traffic than anything. Is there a special seal mm-hmm. coat or a top
yes.
coat you'd have to put on?
Yes,
what would
yes.
you recommend out there for a top coat?
Well, again, with the caramel colors that we use, they include a top coat. And it's they're acrylic-based, and they're really, really tough.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest doing floors on your own. I think that's where you bring in the professionals for sure, because it's very complicated, and you want mm-hmm. something that's going to hold up to the test of time. I used mm-hmm. a quality faux painter, and 10 years into it, the floors that probably even look better now yeah. than they did 10 years ago.
Yeah, and we've made the mistakes for you. I don't talk about those.
Right.
I don't want to remember them, but you know, but they're important. Because,
no, but those are the things that make you better.
Yes.
Those are the things that make you better. You want somebody that's seasoned and knows what they're doing.
Try dealing with an orange peel varnish on a beautiful floor that you've done.
Oh.
Try dealing with that. That's an old memory. Thanks. You know, distant past, but oh my gosh, they're harsh. But harsh lessons.
That's not really all your fault, though, mm-hmm. because that's because the products have also gotten better and more sophisticated, too, don't you
True.
Think? So I think
True.
There's better finishes and it makes it easier to work with.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to commercial. We'll be mm-hmm. back and mm-hmm. with more of Modern Design.
Mm-hmm. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Hi. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back. My name is Rich Scuderi, interior designer, and my show is called Modern Design. My company is located in Flemington, New Jersey, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, and my phone number is 908-884-0770. If you ever want to call with questions, ideas, maybe you want to be a guest on an upcoming show, you do something related to design, please give me a call. I'm back with Adrian Crombie of Murals and Moldings, and we're talking about floor treatments. I wanted to transition, because we're almost running out of time, to stencils. Mm-hmm. And I've recently seen the most beautiful stencils out there. And I was wondering, do you do a lot of stenciling work? You had talked about a damask stencil, which sounds gorgeous.
Oh, sure. There's so many different damasks now. And there's one company in particular, Royal Design Studio.
Yes.
And every time I go on their site, I just want to order more stencils.
Right.
I would spend a fortune in it if I could. And I am capable of making my own stencils, and oftentimes we do.
You make your own?
Yes, yes.
Because I know the stencils could be quite expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive, but they're worth it for what you get.
Right.
You know, as you know, you can reuse them. And,
right.
You know, if you take care of them and all that. So I, you know, I have a stylus, a heated stylus that I use to make my own stencils because that comes up a lot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What shapes are you seeing with stencils?
Well, they draw from so many different places, yeah,
right.
and periods of time. And again, it's back to that, you know, anything goes. You can get Moroccan stencils, European stencils, Asian stencils.
So very personalized.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of lettering or that type of stuff?
Yeah.
Now, is that more in children's rooms?
That's in children's rooms, but I think people like to kind of communicate to their families and also the businesses, their culture. They
right.
like to communicate it that way, and that's a great way to achieve that is you just order it. There's companies that just create it, and it's very cost effective.
Right,
and they can tell you, you know, this is the wall, this is how big the lettering will be. You can pick any font that you want.
Right,
but it's again, it's really important to have an artist do it.
Oh, absolutely,
because that's a one-time stencil.
Right,
use it once and boom,
and that's
it's trashed. Yeah. And you need to pick the right palette. You want it applied correctly.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, I like a damask stencil. I think that's hard to work with, but I think it's at the end result is beautiful.
Oh,
maybe a fleur-de-lis might be nice. I like lettering, which is nice. And that just, again, it creates artistry. That's something that you're going to invest in, but it's really going to, you know, it's really going to be something when people take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting close to the end of the hour, and I want to give some time to the other part of your business, and that is the fact that you do wonderful moldings.
Yes.
So I want to talk to them about the, we've talked quite a bit about the decorative painting side of the business. I want to talk about the molding side of the business. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what type of moldings you've done and so on. I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks. Well, my partner Don is on the job site now. In fact, he's installing moldings.
Okay. I hope he's listening though.
And he too is an artist and incredible craftsperson. And his installations are just, they're perfect. And that is so important.
Oh, it's critical because, you know, surfaces are not level.
Right.
So somebody who's really talented with moldings, as Don, I'm sure, is looking to create visually a sense of balance because, you know, none of us are ever working on a totally level surface.
Right. When he's done, you would swear
it was level.
Yeah. And what goes into it, oh, you wouldn't believe. And so because we're artists, what we also bring to the table is the ability to put gorgeous faux finishes on the moldings, either before or after, you know, we decide, you know, when it
as another applied. Level after the moldings go up.
A whole another level. So let's say, for instance, you had a powder room and you want to do the walls, you want to have an ornate acanthus architectural molding installed.
Right, right, right.
And you would have some, maybe a glazing on the ceiling. Oh, my gosh, we can do it all.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You don't have to bring in, you know, somebody else to do it. And we coordinate it all. So you're seeing all the patterns, all the samples at once.
Are there trends you're seeing towards moldings in general? I'm seeing more details with molding now than ever. More moldings on the ceiling, I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing bigger crown molding, more chair rail, more raised panel molding, where in the past I saw basically maybe picture frame molding. I'm seeing a lot of raised panel molding. Right. I'm seeing moldings be higher, more wainscoting. I'm just seeing molding more now than ever. Are you seeing that in general as well?
It's
board and batten.
Look. I think maybe people are understanding it more.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, again, molding, there's another thing that just brings another level. It's texture. And, you know, molding really can increase the value of your home significantly.
Oh, good point.
And really bring out its best features. Mm-hmm. So what about a coffered ceiling? Have you guys done that before?
Oh, my gosh. You know, when I was thinking about this interview, that was something I wanted to bring up, I'm so glad you did.
Sure.
One of the over-the-top coffered ceilings we had done was, it just laid it all on pretty thick. And so beautiful when we were done. I mean, there was even plaster acanthus applied to the corners of the ceiling inside the coffers. The coffers themselves had acanthus molding that had been gold leafed.
Well, let's break it down for our listeners who maybe not know what a coffered ceiling is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. Certainly. It's that ceiling where you look up and it looks like they're Tudor.
Right. Like cross beams, if you will.
Right. Cross beams that create mostly squares.
Squares, like a checker square, right? And they give you depth. Because, you know, some people may not be aware of that.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true.
No problem. Yeah. And then typically when you do a coffered ceiling, do you often make the beams themselves, are they typically stained or sometimes they're painted or it depends? Or what do you say?
It just depends on what needs to be done.
I'm working a house right now in Ringo's, and a coffered ceiling was already put up before I went into it. And this is something that I wanted to bring to attention. And the beams themselves were stained a cherry stain, but then the homeowners didn't know what to do, so they left the ceiling white. Well, there was such a starkness with that. So I went in and I said, you know, you need to make those spaces, if you will. What would you call the flat spaces in a coffered ceiling? You said something. Are they the coffers themselves?
Not here. I call it the ceiling.
I painted that out a gorgeous, rich tone. But I think that that's very important, too. If you're going to do a coffered ceiling, I think that the ceiling itself should have something going on, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, that's what I was referring to. In this particular ceiling, we took the middle, we glazed it, and we actually applied raised plaster corner pieces.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Layer upon layer. So sumptuous. And the entire project, when complete, just breathtaking. And I think the amazing things, and Don and I talk about this all the time, is how so much work went into something, but when you're done, it looks like it was always there.
Well, that's the hallmark of doing a good job. Mm-hmm. When you do something and there's an artificialness to it, you know that it's a miss. But if it looks like it was always there, you know, you see the process and then you're like, wow, you sort of take it for granted, then you know that you've done a good job. And I think that's sort of the key to doing that.
Very satisfying.
Are you doing a lot of medallions, things of that nature?
Always. And usually they require at least a rub, which is a glaze that's applied to the medallion and then removed.
Right.
And that absolutely needs to be done by an artist because, if you do it wrong and you get unlovely areas where the glaze was not taken off correctly or taken off too much, you just need to paint it again. Whoops.
Sometimes that's fine. No, it isn't us. Sometimes the next show that's coming on after it, the guest is calling in. We'll have to work with that.
Well, I wanted to mention something because it's kind of humorous. Do you need to get that?
No. Keep going.
Far, far on the other end of ceiling installation, we had a client who had an awful ceiling, and they didn't have a big budget, and we wanted to take care of them. They were local.
Right.
And we found ceiling I don't know if you've ever seen these panels. They look like the tin panels. They didn't have the budget for the tin panels.
But they're the faux tin panels.
And they were made of styrofoam, like a coffee cup.
Right.
Exactly. And we're putting up these panels that they could just blow away in the wind. Hysterical. But once you have them all up and painted, they have to be painted so that they don't look like styrofoam anymore. And, you know, it really delivered what this client needed. What a great thing to do in a basement and paint it like a copper.
At least giving it some visual interest. Adrian, believe it or not, we're at the end of the hour. I went so quickly. We'll have to have you back again.
Yeah.
Are there any final words you want to give our listeners out there when it comes to faux painting?
Call up and I'll make an appointment and let's talk. That's the first step.
Okay, give us your phone number one last time. It's Murals and Moldings.
Yeah, 908-310-5973.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week with Modern Design.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-5555.